Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, the first 2 hours just exploded, raged past us, stormed past us, blitzed past us. And we're going to have wide open phones in this third hour, and I want to get into the propaganda of TV mirroring the propaganda of the government. Latest thing out from Chicago Tribune, group airs ad on 24, hoping to influence debate on Patriot Act. Sinister. Then I have an audio clip that goes with this ABC News piece I want to analyze. iScan technology comes to schools. And a lot more, but we've been talking about free speech. I mean, here it is. Connecticut, a woman accused of using racial epithet while waiting for food at Connecticut Taco Bell drive-thru window was arrested last Wednesday. I meant to cover this Friday when I saw it, never did. And I've since looked it up, and yeah, they're charging her. She's going to serve some jail time, it looks like. Serious crimes here. By doing that, I mean, do we have free speech? And I don't want to hear, well, it's a mean word. Well, that's too bad. Believe me, I've had plenty of racist stuff said to me. Grew up in Dallas, Texas, where most of the black folks are real nice, but the majority there in Dallas, or is it 50-50, is black. And I mean, so when you're the minority, and there's some racist blacks, folks, I don't run around going, oh, arrest them. As long as it doesn't get physical, that's fine. Call me whatever you want. Sticks and stones can break my bones, and words will never hurt me. And there were a few times I had racist blacks physically attack me, and you know what? I just had to defend myself. And then I had rednecks who didn't like me coming around. Well, you know, well, this is our bonfire, boy. Don't you be trying to pick up my girl. And, you know, it's the same thing. It's tribalism. That redneck didn't like what I was doing because that was his ex-girlfriend I was talking to. And it's the same way that those black guys, you know, didn't like somebody in their restaurant or whatever. So instead of letting the government play us off against each other, and the government's the arbiter of everything, we need to realize who the real threat is, who's really controlling our lives. It is the government and the corporations that control it. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Kansas City. Don, go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, three things quick. Number one, if you get on the Daily Show, that would be a real leap forward. That would be a really great thing.
Number two, but they're mainly newsmakers, though, and so if they can get some big guest on, that's what they're going to do. But, yeah, I know they've called me like three times, and they've said, you live in New York. Again, they still have me somehow in a database living in New York. I've never lived there. Yeah. And they say, if you'll come down right now, we want you on. And I'm like 3 hours before showtime, I go, I can try to get on a plane. But, tell them to have me on, sure.
Number two, I was thinking of calling you today and asking about the possibility that Europe was behind these Muslim riots. And, I mean, their boy Albert Pike said three world wars and they could bring in their precious world government.
Well, we just went over evidence. It's not just us saying it. The London Telegraph is saying it's suspicious.
Oh, absolutely. Number three, I read an online book called, I think, American Babylon by a guy named Peter Goodgame. He has a website called redmoonrising.com. Really interesting guy, kind of like a Webster Tarpley kind of guy. And he had a really interesting thesis about FDR during the war. He said that FDR during the war had this post-war vision of an alliance of nations of former colonies, just like the United States was, with an American-style constitution that would kind of navigate between the Soviet Union on the one hand and the British Empire on the other.
Sir, that was in the New York Times in 1937 with a world map. That is the Cecil Rhodes globalist model. That is the New World Order.
Oh, really?
That's public. Yeah, it's the British Commonwealth of 20-something countries with America only having one vote in it, along with another bipolar New World Order with Russia and China, all owned and financed by the same bankers.
Well, the elites of the East Coast of America are Tories anyhow. They're very much in the same heart. With the British, their British counterparts.
They have Atlantic accents. They fox hunt. Hey, anything else you want to add?
No, not, that's all.
Great call. Good to hear from you, brother. David, Bill, Russell, Alex, many others. Your calls are straight ahead. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, now into the second segment of the third hour. 1-800-259-92. Rewind. Your calls are coming up here momentarily. And then I'm going to get into Group Airs Ad on 24, the TV show. Hoping to influence debate on Patriot Act. You see, because the general public thinks TV's real now. They do. They may not consciously, but subconsciously, they've done the brain scans. They are absorbing it as if it is real. So we'll get into that. And I've also got some comments on the Super Bowl. Yes, of all things, comments on the Super Bowl. So stay with us. Then there's a smattering of other news. Let me just now tell you about a great sponsor. This hour is brought to you by the Calbin Pure Soap Company. And I cannot say enough about these guys. Let me just ask you this. When was the last time you used pure soap? You've heard the ad. I mean, real hard to find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, chlorides, glycerins, lanolins, vitamins, antibacterials. Probably never, right? The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 59 years, very fly-by-night, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. It is roughly, 85% off supermarket cost. And believe me, we got a year's supply from him like 2 years ago, because he's been sponsoring the network forever, like 5 years, Genesis Network. often imitated, never duplicated. But he sent us a year of supplies. He sent some of the other folks in the network that. And my wife, like 2 years later, a year and a half later, goes, I want more of this. Where'd you get it? Get me more. And then she ordered some more, and then she said, why don't you get them as a sponsor? I'm like, yeah, why don't I get them to sponsor my show? Because I literally turn down sponsors every day. It's ridiculous, because if I haven't proven it or don't believe in it, I won't plug it myself. And it's just, you save so much money. You can buy comparable organic stuff made out of fruits and vegetables, and it works great at the local health food store, but that stuff costs more than the toxic chemical stuff. Whereas this costs less than the toxic chemical stuff and a lot less than the other organic stuff. So it's organic. They got all the certified organic certificates up on their website. They've got just a whole bunch of different package deals, 3-year supplies, 2-year supplies, 1-year supplies, month supplies. Month supplies, like the equivalent of maybe 1 or 2 bottles of that toxic junk you use at the store. They got free catalogs. Give them a call. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the free catalog and to get discounts on some of the other specials. 1-800-340-7091. 1-800-340-7091. Or order online right now at calbenpuresoap.com. calbenpuresoap.com. And you ought to see all the... I was talking to Marty, the owner, whose dad started it back in 47, just about, it's the rich people, it's the scientists, it's the well-to-do that have been ordering their soap, and hospitals and other people, the people who have allergies and get rashes from the chemicals, and it's still family-owned, and you can get it factory direct, 1-800-340-7091, calbenpuresoap.com, or there's a banner on the left-hand side of Infowars.com. When you're on Infowars.com, it's on the left-hand side down there near the bottom. You'll see a banner for Calben Pure Soap, CalbenPureSoap.com, or 1-800-340-7091, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Let's go to your calls. Let's talk to David in Minnesota. How are you doing, David?
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks very much for having me on today.
Thank you for calling. You know, people always thank talk show hosts for having them on. I thank you for calling.
I have 2 points to make today. One is, whenever I hear somebody talking about lineage and pedigree in a spiritual context, that raises a red flag for me, because we know we are who we are by grace and not by race.
I agree with you. Now, of course, the death threats will start flowing now, but so what?
Well, that's okay. The truth, you know, you've always been one to proclaim the truth, and I think that's really our only option. My second point is, when you talk about freedom of speech, and we know that the globalists have always fomented hatred between different groups in order to pit them against one another to further their agenda.
That's how they rule.
And they're doing the same thing with the Muslims and the Christians today. My question for anybody is this. Does your God need you? If, you know, say somebody goes out and ridicules the Bible or speaks negatively against my Savior, Jesus Christ, does God need me to defend his name?
Yes.
I don't. If he does, then... He's not really a God, is he?
Well, no, but I mean, I don't think God needs it. I think you should. Oh, I agree that God doesn't need you to. I'm just saying I think you should.
Well, I'm just saying if somebody is ignorant enough to, you know, to demean the Bible or to say they destroyed a Bible and trying to get me, you know, fired up, it's not going
to
work.
Oh, yeah, they'll tear Bibles up to get the government to pass free speech laws that restrict free speech. And the government's cynically doing that just to restrict all speech.
Exactly, and I'm not going to go out there and have a confrontation with somebody who's destroying a Bible to defend that, because God doesn't need me to do that.
No, I hear you, and I really appreciate your call and the fine points you made. David, please call again. I don't claim to be the ultimate Bible scholar. I mean, I sat through probably more than a decade of Sunday school, Baptist Sunday school, and believe me, I liked it. I should say Baptist style. I went to Baptist churches, too, but a lot of it was non-denominational. And I have watched a lot of programs about the Bible, and I've listened to the Bible on tape, driving places. I'm not really good at all the verses and everything, but I think there's a lot of great knowledge and information there. And I think it is something that more people should research. But a lot of it is taken out of context. People lie about what's in it. But one time, you know, I'm here in Austin, and the network's up in Minnesota. One time they were talking to me in my headset. The network was, while a caller was talking, because they'll pop in and say, Bob hung up, or your guest is ready. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but the board op popped in and said, blah, blah, blah. And the caller said, do you know that verse? And I said, no, repeat it. Instead of saying, no, they were talking to me in my ear, because then I have to do that whole elaborate what I just did. In fact, in the past, I've like talked to somebody, and then I get emails, who is that you're talking to? Are you crazy? So I see, I have to every time explain that, not because most of you are dumb, but because some people, I don't know, you know, they just don't know that in radio, even if I was in a studio, the board op would talk to me through the glass window because he can't talk out loud. But side issue, side issue. Now, see, that's how everything's connected to something else. But then it was a big news articles. Alex Jones doesn't know John 3:16. Well, of course I know it. But I do know this. I could go pull the verses and pull it in. I don't like to get into this stuff because I have a news show, and the whole broadcast will turn into a big debate and a big fight because there's 10,000 sects out there of Christianity alone. So I'm not doing that. But whereas I believe everybody can be saved, there are certain groups or tribes or countries or groups of people that God curses. And, you know, there are civilizations, you know, where, say Babylon, where, well, you're so evil and fallen that you're going to be cursed for, you know, 10 generations. Or Israel, you're going to be in bondage for thousands of years because you haven't done what I said and you're losing the birthright. And so now you're not, you know, special with me anymore. So there is examples of that. You know, God saying, you're the apple of my eye to a particular group. Or I've used this group to punish you. Or I mean, certainly that stuff goes on. And people love race. They love tribalism. And it's like a breed of dog. They're all canine familiaris. They're all the same species, but different breeds do have different attributes and different shortcomings predominantly. I mean, you may find a Boston Terrier that follows direction and is good and isn't willful. I mean, they're great dogs, but the breed is known for being somewhat willful. Now, I've got a Boston Terrier that is not willful and that follows direction, and people see it and know to have Boston Terriers and say, that's the best Boston Terrier I've ever seen. He's also the best looking. And he does get occasional kisses from my wife and I on the forehead. Side issue, sorry, I'm getting off in the dog now. But now the Chihuahua my wife has is particularly horrible for the breed. You know, and I'm being sarcastic somewhat. You know, like to tease the dog, but talk about how horrible it is. But in a way, it doesn't behave very well. It's kind of on the bad end of Chihuahuas. I mean, so to say that certain races or certain subgroups of Homo sapiens sapien, you know, the dog is canine familiaris. So there are subgroups of the races in humankind. So then why is that taboo and off limits when it's well known that different races are different? Different subgroups of Africans are different from other African blacks. Different Asians are different from other Asians. I mean, even within the subgroups, there are subderivations of subderivations. And boy, now we're really going to go off to the races. And that's something that I really have studied in real science. There are differences. But that is in generalities, you have to understand. Okay, let's go ahead and go talk to another caller. Bill in Toronto. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, how are you, Alec?
Hello, my friend.
Nice to hear your voice. You're a gentleman.
Hi.
Alex.
I don't get called that very often, but go ahead.
I talked with many people like yourself in the past, and I admire your courage of speaking up in an unfree country like the United States. When I was in a Jesuit seminary back in Brazil before I get to graduate, when I mentioned to the Monsignor that two Christians do not worship idols and image, and you're talking about freedom of speech, Brother Alec, you should see his face. You should see the way they mistreated me for 3 long years. And they talking about freedom of speech on the Zionists. You know who the Zionists are? I did researches right from the Jesuit seminary. Guess what? The Jesuits and the Zionists and Catholics co-work together for the one world globalization. And they are all in the same. When they slaughter millions of German people, nobody says one word about this. I was born in Germany, in Frankfurt. My father was an officer in the German army.
Well, let me hear the story on the other side. Stay there, and then we'll go to Russell, Alex, and John. Maybe a few more after that. I've got to get into the big stack of amazing news here. It's all jam-packed today. I feel good today, though. We're covering most of the news. We're getting to a lot of calls at the same time, and I'm still getting to rant and vent a little bit. It's a nice mix. Stay there. Bill, we'll be right back with you, William.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go straight back to your calls and move quickly. Go ahead and finish up, Bill, in Toronto. You left off with you were in Germany, I guess you said during the war.
Well, I was born in Germany. I was a young boy when we immigrated to Brazil in 1946. I was 5 years of age.
The boys from Brazil, huh?
Yes. And when I came to the seminary, my mother put me in the Jesuit seminary in Curitiba, Paraná. And I thought there is freedom from childhood. I thought there is certain language freedom or there are certain approaches. But I never seen Bible for years in a Jesuit seminary. Question is, why are they concealing? Then I did investigation of my own. What kind of books have been burning in Germany? Who was behind burning books? They were burning Bibles, brother. They were destroying Bibles because Bible is exposing the evil of the humanity. Religion is man-made. Men don't benefit from religion. Men benefit from worshiping God Almighty, the Creator. When I told that the Monsignor, I say rosaries and crosses and nothing can save you, that's not symbol of salvation. That's symbol of deception. Jesus Christ is the Holy Savior. Jesus came to this planet and He brought the Holy Word of God to humanity. Humanity rejected. Humanity goes by symbol, idols and images. They worship mankind. They don't follow the teaching of Jesus. If they did follow the teaching of Jesus, we wouldn't be in a mess what we are now. We wouldn't be. When nobody talks about poor German people that were suffering by the hands of the Zionists. My mother was a Jewish, Orthodox Jewish. She told me Zionism, Catholicism is one and the same. Just like you can have a Walmart and you can have Zellers under one ownership, different names. It doesn't matter. Humans are blindfolded. There are three words: pay, pray, and obey. Obey who? Obey the system. Pray for who? Pray to who? The God of this world. And pay to who? So they can use the money to dope you up. Man should be free from the bondage of slavery of religion. That kind of thing what happened with the Muslims. I have Muslims friends. I'm Jewish. But I tell you, that have been planned. To stir up, to agitate the poor Muslims. They don't think that Muhammad is not the Savior. Muhammad is dead, he's in the grave, but Jesus is alive.
All right, listen. I appreciate your call, and you can call back again. And I appreciate you sharing that information with us. I got to move on another caller here because I got a bunch of news coming up. Russell in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead,
Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Pleasure to talk to you. I have two things I wanted to mention today. One is thanks for posting that video made by the Foreigner on police education in New York.
Called I want to try to play that, some of it, where it's video of the cops, they come up, beat you up on video, and then say you assaulted them.
Right. I sent that to you, and I think they posted it. It was very, very good and very telling.
That's on Prison Planet and InfoWars.
Alex, the reason for my call, and I wanted to call last week, but I wasn't able to, is I'm a big fan, like you, of dystopian movies like THX 1138, 1984, Soylent Green, Logan's Run, Rollerball, and Equilibrium, and movies like that.
The Island. Serenity.
Yep, good new one. One of the movies that I think hasn't been talked about, it's not a dystopian movie, but it's real good, starring Jim Carrey, is The Majestic. And it kind of relates
to... I haven't seen that yet.
You gotta watch.
I haven't seen Spotless Mind or.
And the fun with Dick and Jane that he just did recently is real good, where it highlights intimate corruption of government and business like Enron. As a matter of fact, they mention at the very end, thanks to all the CEOs and directors of all these companies, and they list all the companies and all the names like Ken Lay, and pretty good movie. But Majestic, if you haven't seen it, the end of it where the Senate has him, and they're trying to grill him, and then he stands up, starts speaking for the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, is excellent.
I got an idea. Movie clips, because we get so busy here, there's not many of us. I want to get the movie clip of Jim Garrison's summation in JFK. I want to play that. I want to get the movie clip from all those films you're talking about. If you guys will load them up on the web, email them to ryan@infowars.com. We'll start posting the audio and playing it here on the show every day. Help us out. I mean, I buy these DVDs, and then we just stack them up and never even have time to go. That's how hard we're working. And we have expanded the staff here, but with more people just comes even more work. So you guys help us out, just like you sent us that video clip of the police knowingly beating people up and then claiming they attacked them. We posted it. So I commend you. Anything else, Russell?
No, Alex, you're doing a fantastic job, and we out here appreciate your efforts and speaking the truth, Alex. God bless.
I appreciate you, my friend. You know, it's not that hard to expose the lies now. I mean, it's just a solid wall of them. And you know what the Marines say when they were in North Korea surrounded. Sir, we're completely surrounded. Good. Don't let any of the enemy escape. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We really got to move quick. Let's go ahead and go to Russell in Florida. We already talked to Russell, duh. Alex in Connecticut. You're on the air, Alex. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good, my friend. What's on your mind?
Good. Few quick things I just want to run by. I don't know if you're aware. There's this website that I found on the website talking about you. I don't know. You're probably aware about it. The Houston Independent Media and all.
Okay, and what does it say? It says I'm a... Oh, I know that one. Yeah, I'm a Scientologist.
Oh, I don't even know. But this one says... I don't know what this is, so you're probably already aware of it. I guess it says you have credible and truthful information, but why are you ignoring 8JR104-102-14 and all that Willem...
Yeah, I've been sent that before.
I have no idea what that is, but...
It's some Noahide law to cut our heads off, and then I type that bill in and don't find anything. I had a guest on years ago about some Noahide laws, and it's just another one of these things that I haven't been able to totally document. And thanks for the call. This is what people do. Folks, I have a giant stack of news we haven't been able to cover yet. The world is not about Alex Jones. Okay? The show is not about Alex Jones. And, yes, that particular web page that if you read down says I'm a Scientologist, basically, because it says there's a guy named Alex Jones who's a Scientologist, and he's a 56-year-old guy with black hair, and I am 32 years old now, and I'm not a Scientologist. In fact, we were at the farmer's market this weekend, The Scientologists were out there with their own booth trying to, you know, recruit us, and we went the other direction. In fact, that's the first time I've ever seen a Scientologist in person. That's not true. I've driven down the UT drag and seen the Scientology church front down there. And I do not agree with their psychology or the stuff they're doing. I do agree with them on drugs, not drugging people, saying it damages people. But it doesn't matter to folks. If there's a guy named Alex Jones who's a Scientologist, then by goodness, I'm one. So fine. Okay, I am then. I've just said I'm not, but if... I mean, pick it. I'm a Nazi. I'm a Zionist operative. I'm a Scientologist. I get an email about once a week, and I'm probably missing some of them, but on average about every week going, oh, so you write for the New York Times. Leading a double life because there's some 60-something-year-old guy named Alex S. Jones. And he also has an NPR radio show. And I'm, okay, I'm him too. And I have to waste time a couple times a week, and I don't blame listeners for calling in and asking this stuff. Go ahead if you want to. It has to be responded to, and I am not that person either. And there is some billionaire in Canada who owns canning companies and packaging companies all over the Western world named Alex E. Jones. He even has the same initials as me. His middle name is an Emmerich like mine. That's why Paul Watson goes by Paul Joseph Watson. Oh, but then it was pointed out that Joseph Goebbels' name was Paul Joseph, and their whole webpage is saying it proves that that's a pen name and we're really Nazis. No, that's what Paul's parents named him, Paul Joseph Watson. His brother, I don't know his brother's name, it's Steve Watson, I don't know his middle name. And here we are a couple minutes into this. There's no way to respond to it. There's no way to counter it. And it's even worse than that. You know, the average American watches TV and doesn't even think about where it comes from. You know, where does Brian Williams on NBC come from? You know, how is he on your TV set? Well, it's satellited to your town. You pick it up on satellite or a satellite sent to a cable company, and that is sent out. And then you pick it up and you watch it. And then you go, Alex, we know that. Don't talk to us like we're stupid. I know most of you are smarter than I am. I'm saying so. But about half the population, literally, I mean, I realize it more and more every day, is far past dumb. They're like, they just respond to everything. They don't even hardly know where meat comes from at the store. I mean, if you ask them, they figure it out, but they never really thought about it. They're like, I never thought about that. Well, a cow. And what's that called? Slaughterhouse? You know, maybe, I've done this with adults at the grocery store. I've done my own little studies. Most Americans in a poll they had a few months ago think that the Civil War of the 1860s was the Revolutionary War. They think George Washington was involved in it. I mean, it's scary. So, you say I'm a Scientologist? Okay. You say I work for the New York Times? Okay. I mean, I'm a whole bunch of people, folks. No. I'm a guy from Rockwall, Texas, who's lived in Austin half his life, and maybe I should just have some gigantic bio about myself. I already have a pretty big one on the website. It's not as big as it should be, to try to, and then maybe just chronicle, you know, frequently asked questions. Is this true? Is that true? And then, again, look how boring this is. This is talking about Alex Jones all day is not fun. Now, and it's not really constructive, and it doesn't defeat the New World Order, and it sure doesn't, you tune into Rush Limbaugh, the whole show is about Rush Limbaugh. He just constantly talks about how smart he is, and how he's Rush Limbaugh, and how big he is, and how great he is. O'Reilly does the same thing. That's one of the saving graces of Sean Hannity, is he's not a complete egomaniac, at least on the surface. He doesn't sit there and just babble about himself all day. But listeners will force you to do it. And I'm getting real irritated right now. I may not even have time to take these other calls now because I got a bunch of audio clips and news to cover. Because once I get on a roll, I just want to say it all. Let me just give you another little tidbit of knowledge. You know what really is a bee in my bonnet or one of my pet peeves or a burr under my saddle, whatever analogy you want, is that people glom onto me. And I don't know why. I mean, obviously, I really do. Most prominent anti-New World Order person out there with the biggest audience and the most people visiting his websites and fighting the New World Order. People go on websites and say, I said things I didn't say. They say they're my buddies. They represent themselves as working with me all the time. Happens all the time. All over the country. And then I have to deal with the repercussions of it. Even happens in foreign countries. And then something else happens. There's one individual who moved into this area, acted all friendly, tried to get some credibility. I was friendly towards him. And it was all with an eye to set themselves up and then start attacking everyone systematically. And then imagine, I'm on a local radio station, so people hear that and they think it's Alex locally. They don't know that it's brought down off satellite. And then this radio station carries this other individual who sits up there just saying all this preposterous stuff, how they're the boss and they're the leader and they're the founder and they're the knowing. See, they know human nature. They know the average person hears that and buys into it and just believes it. It's malarkey, it's balderdash, it's poppycock, it's baloney, it's bull, it's hokum, it's whatever you want to call it. And I am sick of my mother, real smart, comes over to the house and out watering the garden. Why is that guy, if he's on your station, say all those bad things about you? Well, no, Mom, that's another network. No, it's a station you're on. No, Mom, I'm on a satellite, see. And I said, Mom, remember when you grew up in Austin, how LBJ only allowed one TV station in town because he owned it? He wouldn't give out licenses, and so growing up, you got pieces of all three networks on there, or he'd air all three newscasts back-to-back, you know, after each other, and nobody else got that. It was kind of interesting. Oh, yeah, you mean it's like that? Yeah. Yeah, so I had to, and then we got family in town, and they say the same thing. I have to sit there, or I'm walking to the grocery store. Why does your boss say this about you? Someone I can't stand. Someone who understands that, who uses that to get credibility and carte blanche from people. I'm sick of it. They want to know why I wonder why Alex has been kind of passively attacking back after a year plus of taking attacks. Not because you're, quote, hurting me personally. I mean, the people listening to me in this town is a very small part of what I do. Okay, it isn't my whole world like it is to some of these losers. You have to understand this. I'm tired of it and irritated by it, by having people come up to me, having to hear about somebody who wouldn't even be in my mind if it wasn't. It's like akin to stalking. Someone puts out the disinfo, and then I'm basically harassed by the general population, having to constantly respond to disinfo. Here's another analogy of it. I have a dog named Helmet who lives with my parents now. Actually, I'd moved out of home when I was like 18, and he's still alive. What, he's like 15 years old now or something. He's Irish Setter and Labrador Retriever. I don't know why I'm telling you that, but that's the point. And I'd already moved out of home. I was about 20. My mom says, will you come give the dog a walk? Because I'd been in college, and, you know, they kept the dog, and they still have him. So I took him out, let him off the leash. He ran 200 yards and got hit, out into a road, because I was in a park way away from a road. He chased a squirrel out in the road, got hit by a car. I picked him up, put him in my truck, took him to the vet. He lived. But his entire leg is like 90% paralyzed, so he drags it. He drags it and sets it in front of himself. Now, every time I would take the dog for a walk, and still do, people, oh, does he have a sticker in his paw? What's wrong? One out of 50 might say, does your owner hurt you? And I go, lady, you know how rude that is to walk up to me and talk to my dog and ask the dog if I hurt its leg? The dog doesn't have a sticker. He was run over by a truck. You want to get technical? He was run over by some whatever that little Chevy car is that has the convertible top, a brown convertible top car. I mean, by the 100th time that happened, I started screaming at people. It isn't like people asking about the dog's hurt leg, you know, was somehow really getting to me on a level that mattered. It's that I'm sick of it. I bet people who are disabled get sick of people asking them stupid questions. I mean, I don't take hundreds of advertisers that I endorse because I don't believe in them 100% or I haven't tested them. Okay? Okay, I mean, debt forgiveness, magic cures, all this other stuff, I just don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Okay? But still, I have to be associated with it, and I don't like that, folks. And I've said I don't like that. You know, I have been sent large donations before, and I will call up, and I don't ask for them, you notice. I'll call them and go, well, are you wealthy? And they go, why, do you want more? And I go, no, if you don't have a lot of money, I don't want this donation. If you're wealthy, I will use this to buy computers and cameras and stuff and for airplane tickets. And then and if they got money, I'll say, well, thank you, and thank you for the support. I don't even ask for more. And those listeners are out there, they know that's happening. Imagine, I'm not saying I'm really great or good, it's that I have a conscience, and I just grew up around corrupt preachers in Dallas, you know, that's the big headquarters of all the fake evangelists, that I don't want to be associated with that. Imagine having to be on the radio locally, trying to have an upstanding radio show, trying to have high moral standards, and then there's some other network with several different nuts on it, who attack me and then imply they're with me and then sit there and suck off an audience I sent there to begin with. It that really gets to me. And that's why I never attack other people in this movement. That's because I know it's the kiss of death. Nobody wants to listen to it. But I can't control myself. I'm going to have to write big exposés, and I'm going to have to go public, and I'm going to have to give you every piece of dirt you can imagine. It's unbelievable what I know. And then, see, when I get emotional, I say I'm going to do that, and I am on the edge of doing it. I may not, I don't know. I just, either it stops, the immoral stuff stops, or I have to attack it. I mean, my goodness, to hear max out your credit cards. Folks, if you do that now with the bankruptcy laws, you still owe it. I've actually heard that over and over again. Imagine that. People are wondering why I don't like it. You do something, and then you wonder why we don't like it. It's like the New World Order. They do all this stuff they do, and then they wonder why we don't like it, why we hate them. Or if you're going to die, when you die, sign, give me your inheritance, give me everything. Can you imagine? I have to be associated with that. I don't want to be associated with it. Maybe I should just go all the way right now. No, I need to chronicle it. It's so horrible and so huge. I would have to just go all the way with it. You could not even imagine, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe you could. I just see this. You know, I didn't talk about this. It was in the front page of the Statesman on Friday. In fact, let me pull it up on my website here. My mouse's battery's out, so I'm not very quick with this little hand pad. Let me pull this up out of the Statesman, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff I know that I don't get into. It's like somebody sends me an email threatening to get the president. I call the Secret Service, because I thought it was a setup. It turned out it was in Tennessee newspapers. It was a total nut. But here it is. Let me just click on the actual news article here. Here's an example of the type of stuff that I have to deal with, okay? We found out that the board of directors of Access TV was going to try to restrict free speech. So I hired, you know, we got investigators and lawyers and took them to court and did all this, and we found out instead that hundreds of thousands of dollars had been stolen. And now here it is. Here's the headline from the Austin American-Statesman. Access TV's ex-boss sought in theft. Here it is, right here. You can go read it. And this is a whole separate issue from what I'm talking about. You see, and we were in there, and we knew stuff was going on, and so I wrote the article. I wrote a comment along with the Statesman article. Let me just go back to it. My crew gets so excited in the other room hearing me talk about this. They're talking so loud, it's coming in the studio, so they need to stop. But let me just read to you, and we can't take calls now. Sorry, folks. I see somebody got me off on a jag here. Former Access TV director accused of theft, warrant issued for John Villarreal's arrest. Now, what did I tell you about this guy a year ago on air? I said, we know they're trying to take over free speech, and we know there's other stuff going on. We know there's fraud. By the way, he isn't the only one, and it's more money than this. And we supplied, let me just read our comment here. Alex Jones at InfoWars.com was the first to launch an investigation on corruption. By the way, I've been running my own investigation on other people for the last 6 months. Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, were the first to launch an investigation on corruption at Austin's local cable access TV station, ACTV. Over a year ago, we discovered a move by the management of ACTV, the founding, that's where Access TV was founded, 33 years ago, to restrict free speech. We conducted our own investigation and covertly supplied the district attorney's office with much of their case. and the fraud auditor and all the rest of it. Stefan Ray, Pam Thompson, and others were instrumental, too. We began our investigation simply to prove that the members of the management were attempting to violate the charter of Access Television. I cannot talk about much of what I know because it might aid others who are clearly involved in evading prosecution. We were getting ready to break our silence because it looked as though the police were never going to move, but now they are, and for the district attorney, the city of Austin, the police department, need to be commended. This is what they're supposed to be doing, not running warrantless checkpoints. Now, read the article. Okay. An arrest warrant has been issued for the former director of Austin Community Access TV stations, who is accused of stealing more than $350,000 from the city-supported nonprofit. And I sat there. I've known this for a year, and we want to get all of them, folks. That's why I'm not telling you the rest right now. John Villarreal, 51, is wanted for aggravated theft and first-degree felony, punishable by 5 years of life in prison. According to court documents filed late Wednesday, Villarreal stole by making 94 unauthorized withdrawals from the Austin Community Access Center's accounts from January 2000 to September 2004. They haven't caught him yet. He isn't at home. He's obviously fleeing, absconding. And then when you read down into here, it says that he even claimed that big accounting firms had done accounting. He falsified that. They got the documents, it's alleged, and then falsified fake reports. Well, I had to spend $11,000, okay, to get the documents, to sue, to ferret about. I had to really bust my hind, along with your help, to do this, and that's just one little thing of corruption. I don't want to be associated with it. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I talked, and it says in the article that it was an Austin producer that brought forth the information and exposed him, but it was actually a couple of us, and exposed all the stuff that was going on, and there were threats and other things that happened. But we don't talk about that on air. We like to wait till it comes to fruition and expose the evil. And the globalists want us to be busy fighting with each other and busy running around, responding to all this COINTELPRO disinfo. And that's why a lot of these other people are failures, because they spend their whole shows doing that. This is about news and information, but I think what we talked about in the last segment is an illustration and is educational for listeners, just to start realizing that there's more detail to the things going on behind the scenes in everyday life. You know, I have this clip of the police beating people up in New York and then charging them with assaulting them, provocateuring. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, but we won't have time to air it. I'll have to air the rest of this tomorrow, too, but since we promised we'd air part of it, this is from the ABC News. Eye scan technology comes to schools. This is where they sell you on how great it is in New Jersey. Let's just play a little bit of this. Go ahead and roll it.
They are considered the ultimate in security technology. Iris scans, secure enough, yes, for Charlie's Angels. And off the silver screen, they're a favorite among the military and in the nation's airports and hotels. Orlando International Airport already using them. And by summer, airports in Boston, Minneapolis, Houston, and D.C. could be too. Now this cutting-edge technology may be coming to a grammar school near you. This week, a school district in New Jersey became the second in the nation to launch the iScan security system. And our Dan Harris is in Freehold this morning. And tell us exactly how this works, because it's actually the iris, right, Dan?
It's the iris. And the iris is the colored part around your pupil. So it's not just an eye scan. It's an iris scan. And an iris is more unique than a snowflake. The chances of being misidentified by your iris is 1 in 1.2 million. Here's how this thing works. Here's the machine. I'm going to show you a piece of videotape from when I got here this morning. The idea is to keep
Let's just stop right there. And you're gonna, and we'll play the rest tomorrow. You're gonna have to have this to get your school lunch. Why? Because we say so. You're gonna have to have this to check out books, for your parents to pick you up at school. It's making everything a prison. Well, it's to make sure the right person picks your child up. Well, statistically, that's not a threat. The teachers and the school officials are, statistically. That's who's around them. That's where the predators go. But it's, everything's a prison. This will be used for the cashless society. And we told you a decade ago this was the plan. You've got to fight these coming into your town. They're trying to put them in out in the Westlake School District. They've already got these evil ID cards, and they run your background check whenever you come to the school to be a, quote, visitor. So it's training you how to, I mean, if they train you when you're a kid how to be a prisoner, then you'll be a prisoner your whole adult life. And that's all this is, part of a bigger picture. I apologize to the other callers, but a caller earlier just wanted me to answer the same tired thing for the 100th time, which is fine. So I tried to answer it for you. But in the future, when you hear me go, nope, already answered that, I'm moving on. I think every 10 times I get asked that stuff, I'll answer it. I think that's fair, because it's not fair to the general audience. But I don't want to avoid questions either. It's just... it's like a tag in your shirt that scratches you. It shouldn't even be that big of a deal, but it's like, man, I'm getting tired of that. And then there's this, the really big news of the day, which I'll have to spend about 60 seconds on, but I'll spend a lot of time tomorrow on this. Group airs ad on 24, hoping to influence debate on Patriot Act. Chicago Tribune, Jack Bauer, the fictional counterterrorism agent on Fox Network TV show 24, hasn't actually waded into the debate on civil liberties versus terrorism and surveillance as Congress considers making changes in the USA Patriot Act. And a Fed-controlled group went and put an ad in saying, is it really good to weaken terrorists with real-life real-life terrorists with this legislation? And they said, lobby Congress, get the Patriot Act passed and strengthened, and that's a bill where if you protest, you get a year in prison. Just in a, with a national police force. I mean, I've got to cover this more tomorrow. I shouldn't have digressed. I apologize. I won't do it very often. God bless you all. Thanks to everybody. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.